Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we've been looking at, a God to be believed. And today we're going to talk about specifically about a belief that leads to worship. It's one thing to believe. It's a whole other thing for that belief to result in action that would be honorable. The Bible says that even the demons believe and they shudder. But God's desire is that our belief in God, our belief of God, would lead us to worship. Jesus and his disciples encountered a man that was blind, encountered a lot of people that were in need throughout the ministry of Jesus on earth. But at one time, it was a man that was blind, and the disciples, those with Jesus, they had to have a reason. And so their question was, who sinned? Was it this man that sinned that caused him to go blind, or was it his parents' sin that caused him to go blind? And the response of Jesus wasn't about the sin of anyone. In fact, this man was blind so that the glory of God could be revealed. And Jesus heals the man, and unfortunately unfortunately from the perspective of the Jewish leaders, it was on the Sabbath, and, they had a lot of questions. And after a very interesting I think, powerful dialogue between this man and the religious leaders, and they finally just say, you can't come in here. We don't understand what happened. This can't be of God because God wouldn't work in this way at this time. And on it went. And when this man encounters Jesus again, he's not sure who he is. And when Jesus tells him the response of this man in John chapter 9, verse 38, then the man said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him. That's the kind of belief that God wants us to have, that God has desired for his children, for mankind whom he created in his image to have. This man had an encounter with Jesus. Jesus transformed his life by restoring his sight. But he had never seen Jesus. As his sight was restored, Jesus was gone. The idea was that he was to show himself. And so when he finds Jesus, and Jesus tells him that he is in fact who everyone has really been looking for, but nobody, very few have realized it. And this man's belief led him to worship. There are a lot of people that say they believe in God, but given the percentage that most surveys will claim, here in the United States at least, that have a belief in God, you would think there would be a more active element of worship on a day-to-day basis. And you say, well, how do I know that people aren't worshiping on a day-to-day basis? I says, well, it's pretty tough to truly and honestly worship God and be mean. It's not that worshipers of God aren't mean at times, but it's pretty tough to do both at the same time. To defraud your neighbor, to have attitudes and reactions and responses that are so prevalent in our culture. And so when surveys come out and say that 75 to 80% of people in the United States believe in God, it may be true, but it's not a belief that has led to worship in many cases. And it's not that church buildings and church gatherings are the only place we can worship God. In fact, we're pretty limited if that's the only place we worship God. It might be why we struggle so much. But even in a COVID era, when stadiums are filled, when other places are packed, when airlines and airplanes are full of people, and we're afraid to gather to worship God with others. I wonder, is our belief really leading to worship? Or is it something that we do when it's convenient? When it feels right to us? You see, sometimes we believe in God just enough to know that He's there so that we can avoid Him. We don't really want Him interfering in our life. We kind of like the life we've built for ourselves. And it's not a healthy belief. It's not a godly belief. It's a dangerous belief. Because it builds in our mind a thought that we know God. But God's desire is that our belief in Him, our belief of Him, would lead us to worship Him with our life. To worship Him with others, to worship Him as we go about our daily tasks, to worship Him at work and our recreation, to worship Him in our responses and reactions. To recognize a belief and to have a belief that recognizes the supremacy of God. Worship is really all about giving credit or worth to the one that it's due. To the one that is higher in every way than we are. And I suspect that in our American culture specifically, but not exclusively, we struggle with that is because we're not so sure we want to admit that there's anyone higher than the individual. And our belief in God ought to lead us to falling down and worshiping Him. Sometimes that's a physical falling down, a bowing, a humbling ourselves in a physical manner of worship. But more often than not, it has more to do with falling down internally in our spirit, of laying our thoughts, our emotions, our very being before God in humility, and proclaiming with every fiber of our being that He indeed is holy. He indeed is worthy. He indeed is Lord. And when we believe in a way that worships God, we find ourselves being more obedient, more desiring to please Him, more desiring to honor Him. When our life is continually acknowledging and proclaiming the worth of God, it ought to change the way that we act toward Him. And the way we act toward God ought to change the way we act toward one another. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to consider your belief. What has it led you to do? I know yesterday we talked about a belief that grows, that God can help us in our unbelief. And it is a process. And it's a growing process. But on a daily basis, does your belief lead you to worship? To worship God. Sometimes our belief leads us to worship ourselves, and that's not what we're looking for at all. But does your belief in God, does your belief of God lead you to a lifestyle of worship, a desire to worship? The psalmist writes and says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I understand the desire to be safe and to not harm others and to protect ourselves, and I get that. But sometimes we have a tendency to start with good motives and become so accustomed to not worshiping with others that we're no longer glad when someone says that we can. And our belief ought to instill within us a desire to worship in every way we can the one who's worthy and deserving of all our worship. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us, that You've not restricted us to a single time and place of worship as the conversation Jesus had with the woman at the well that was concerned about locations and styles and places. And Jesus' response was that the true worshipers would worship in spirit and truth. You've always called for people to worship You from wherever they are, to call to You, to honor You, to lift You up, to acknowledge Your worth. So, Father, today, help our belief to be one that leads us to worship You wherever we are. And may our life of worship, may the worship that we give to You and we offer to You each day create in us a greater desire to gather with others to worship Father. As we do that, may we not be guilty of making that all about us. May we not turn it towards evaluating others or lifting them up or condemning them. But may our worship, whether we're doing it individually each day, whether we're doing it with others in a church gathering or a worship time, whenever it might be, may it be about You. May it be about lifting up Jesus. May we honor you with our life so that our words and our actions of worship would be genuine. And may this belief that leads to worship change the way we treat one another. May it change the way we drive. May it change the way we act and post on social media. May it change the way we encourage. May it change the way we shop. May it change the way we view things. May our life be transformed by the presence of Jesus, and may this belief that leads to worship keep us mindful of His presence at all times. And Father, today as we go about life, as we do the things that are before us, may we consider how our belief would lead us to worship in those moments, each moment of the day. Those moments that are exciting and fun and easy, and those moments that are difficult and challenging and even discouraging. Whether the times are good or bad, may our belief lead us to worship you. And may our worship of you be such that it lifts up Jesus at every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning, a devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.